Until recently, the West Bank remained relatively quiet with only small protests over the mounting death toll in neighboring Gaza. That changed last week when thousands of Palestinians took to the streets of the West Bank. There have been more demonstrations since then, and some protesters are calling for a third intifada. Rebecca Collard has a story from Ramallah.
1,000 Palestinians march through the narrow streets of the Kalandia refugee camp, carrying the body of 17-year-old Mohammed Araj. His body is wrapped in a Palestinian flag. Mohammed was one of three people killed by Israeli fire at a protest here last week. It was the biggest demonstration the West Bank has seen in years. More than 10,000 Palestinians came to the Kalandia checkpoint, the main one between Jerusalem and the West Bank, to protest Israel's ongoing assault on the Gaza Strip. Richard Zanzananari is here for Mohammed's funeral. I meet him outside the tent where the Araj family is accepting condolences. He says Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza have lost too much in the past 3 weeks to return to the oppressive status quo.
What we have to say for our martyrs, what we have to say for our injured people, what do we have to say for our prisoners? So I don't think that this will go back to the first square. On the contrary, it's going to be bigger and bigger.
Some at the funeral say the only thing standing between the West Bank and a third intifada is the lack of strong leadership.
You know, the people are just waiting for someone to organize them. As soon as they heard that there was going to be a protest with this large of a scale, they were ready to go.
This 18-year-old asked to be called Hossam. He says people are tired of waiting for the Palestinian Authority to do something.
People are just getting sick of the occupation. They're getting sick of the PA and how it's trying to control the people. People just, you know, they just want a third intifada. They want to rise again. PA aren't really interested in the third intifada.
But some say there's already an uprising underway, a nonviolent one. Mustafa Barhouti is a politician in Ramallah and head of the Palestine National Initiative.
This new uprising is different from the two previous ones. That's what many people don't recognize, and that's why they don't understand. They don't know. Is it an uprising? It's not an uprising. It's an intifada, not an intifada. It's an uprising. But it's mainly in the West Bank and is peaceful, nonviolent, and comes in waves.
The nonviolent approach has helped the Palestinian Authority maintain a degree of autonomy in the sliver of the West Bank that's under its control. And while major Palestinian factions got behind last week's protest here, the Palestinian Authority is unlikely to welcome a sustained uprising. And they're not the only ones here. Many who live here in the West Bank, particularly in Ramallah, have to weigh their salaries and children's education against the cost of taking to the streets. Sama Salim is sitting in a restaurant in Ramallah. She's a 20-year-old student finishing her degree in the U.S.
I think that people here are just, you know, you live your basic life. You go to work, you go out at night, and it's deceiving. It's kind of, it is deceiving. It blinds you from what's going on.
Activists have accused the PA of placating West Bank Palestinians with mortgages and car loans.
I think that people in Ramallah is just, they kind of get what it's like to live a normal life. Not absolutely normal, definitely not. But they know what it's like and they don't want to give that up.
But that's no longer the case for the thousands of people who protested in recent days. And discontent can be infectious. Still, it seems the Palestinians' own leadership might be the biggest barrier to a new uprising. Palestinian protesters have clashed with Palestinian police several times in recent weeks. In addition to Israel, a third intifada could also be a challenge to the Palestinian Authority, and the stones and chance of an uprising could be directed at them. For the world, I'm Rebecca Collard, Ramallah.